Elvis Duran presents 15-minute morning show.
Let's have a 15-minute morning show podcast, shall we?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's the time.
This is going to be interesting. So the podcast is full of all your favorites. Froggy's here. There's Danielle. There's Skiri. There's Gandhi. There's Straight Nate. There's Dave Brody, who's actually with us today. Hi, Brody. Hello.
Hello.
There he is. And then Garrett is outside. The thing is he's in the flight pattern of Newark Airport. So
yep.
every once in a while, you'll hear a plane fly over.
Very close.
Flying again. Exactly.
As if they're in the podcast.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Where do you guys want to start? Any suggestions?
What'd you have for dinner last night when you went out to eat for the first time in 3 months, Elvis?
Oh, I had veal Milanese. It was nice.
Oh, crisp, yummy.
Cut of veal with a little salad on top. Thanks for asking.
Delicious.
Oh, here it is. Oh, say, something you don't know. Every morning, Brody listens to our show on the phone while we're doing the show. We call him and put him on hold so he can listen to us on hold. And how's that working out, Brody? Is it good so far?
Yeah, it's a good system. It works.
Okay. But Brody insists that we call him because he doesn't want to pay for the minutes. Is that what you said, Straight Nate? Nate,
well, that's
what you said?
Nate. So
Nate.
Every morning, Brody will, text Scotty or myself and say, hey, can you call me? And we're like, well, just dial the hotline. And he always insists that we call him.
Why?
So we think it's because he doesn't want to use his minutes. But that, that works like that anymore.
That was that way in 1982.
Yeah,
minutes or minutes. So, Brody, how come you would rather us call you than you call us?
That isn't true.
Oh.
Okay.
Nate, you liar.
Well, Nate, you just said that he insists you call him.
First of
all, understand.
Nobody has minutes. Second of all, 4 months ago when this started, Nate told me, don't call. I'm not ready. I'm doing 100 things. So he made up to call me.
Okay. I just assumed.
And now I text Scotty because Nate's too busy. So today Scotty threw a fit that I needed him to call me back.
Well, I've been throwing a fit for weeks. I just figured I need to know. Like, do you have some 90s phone plan where you have to pay for
again?
Calls?
No, I think
Nate uses the hotlines to dial out. So he doesn't want me to call in so he can decide what line I'm on.
Okay.
So what Brody is saying is he understands that everyone has their jobs to do. Give him a call when it's convenient for you to call. Otherwise, it messes up people's morning. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, we have a job to do. So why don't you call us? Because you're not doing anything.
Well, no, he is doing.
I
stuff.
Would if I wasn't told not to.
Well, you can now call line 21, please.
Scotty, I'm so sorry. I asked you to call one phone number in 4 hours.
Why is he so loud? Everything's so loud.
Yeah, why is Karen? Why is Karen so loud? Can we back Karen down a little bit?
Oh,
how did I become Karen? Scotty's the Karen.
I can't.
He is a little loud. He's coming in hot. Okay, thank you, Scotty. Scotty, go drink.
What is going on?
I don't know. I must make an assumption. Brody knows that everyone's like scurrying around getting their jobs done, and if he calls in the middle of it, it slows you down. So when
that's
you
correct.
Have a moment to call him, he's fine. We call him. I don't know. That's what I'm seeing here. I don't know why everyone has to get all crazy.
Thank you, Uncle.
Well, now that we have an answer, that's great, because if Nate really thought it was a minutes thing, that's just so confusing on so many levels. Like, decadally, I don't even know if that's a word, but I don't think it happened in this decade that people still have minutes. That would be hilarious.
People don't think you have minutes anymore.
Can you call me after 9 o'clock? My minutes don't count then. I have free nights and
That's
weekends.
When I would talk to my friends. Yeah.
When I mean, how long ago was it when the minutes thing disappeared? That's been a long time.
I was living with my family. It had to be, at least 20 years ago. Because just like Garrett said and Froggy, I remember having to wait till 9 p.m. That was the golden hour to call people.
Yeah.
Because that's when it was free air.
Yeah, just
time.
About like 2002, around 2002, 2003.
Well, okay, I'll take you back even further. Before we had cell phones,
what?
If you wanted to call someone who wasn't in your town, it cost you money. And so if you wanted to, like, we'd have to wait until a certain time and then the rates go down. If I wanted to call my grandmother in California, we had to wait till late at night. Otherwise, it cost more per minute. That has all changed.
That's right.
I'm glad that is gone. I'm old.
You guys remember, I'm just really. Do you remember calling cards? I used to get the calling card where you dial an 800 number and then you dial like a 47-digit PIN number. In order to get minutes.
And you just said PIN number. Please don't say PIN number.
Yeah, PIN number. Okay, come on.
Whatever, Karen. Anyway. So you have that 47-digit number in order
Karen
to
Karen is someone who speaks
number.
English.
Oh, God. Boy.
Hey, I just feel like we really kicked this off on the wrong foot. So.
Somebody needs to say fuck or something.
You just did.
No, see.
Okay.
We were gonna go. We were gonna go an entire 15 minutes without the F word.
Oh,
fuck.
Sorry. Oh well.
That's okay. Hey, so Garrett, I haven't heard any air traffic lately. This is not boding well for the airline industry.
No, it's not. No, no. You get a one every couple minutes to an hour or so. But the long guys from the neighborhood are out and about, so we should hear from them in a minute. Wait,
hold on. What is this?
I think it's the chopper.
Get me to the
chopper's
chopper.
Approaching.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, my chopper's
all right.
here.
All right.
But
so,
yeah.
So we got the Brody call thing out of the way. Okay. Now what do we want to bring up on our 15-minute morning show podcast? Narcissism. Okay.
Oh yeah.
No. We were reading this on Medium this morning. Boom. Ba-dum, boom. Boom. Oh, here we go. Four things a narcissist will say to invalidate you. All right. Are we in? Sounds like
yes.
Let's go.
A lot of fun.
Let's go.
I always get really nervous with these lists because I'm like, they're going to list off everything that I say, everything that I do.
What's
what's
the first thing? What's the first one?
Do we really want to talk about this? It seems like we've been so negative so far. All right. Number one on the list of things narcissists say. Number one, I don't remember anything from last night. A narcissist would say, hey, everything was great for the first couple of months. And then one night we went to hang out at his friend's house. The evening ended up with him being aggressive towards me as well as cursing at me, saying things that were absolutely obscene. The next morning he woke up and acted like nothing happened. Narcissists do that.
Wow.
They drag you to the ground. They beat you up spiritually and emotionally. And the next day they're like, what? What did I do? You know what you did. You're a fucking asshole.
There we go. Check.
Okay, I don't do that. Yay.
Okay, number two on the list of things narcissists say, don't be so lame, you'll be fine. Like totally taking the fact that you have pain in your life away from you.
Oh man.
That guilty sucks. I've definitely done that before. I know I have in my
you
life
have?
At some point. Oh, I'm sure I have at some point. Probably one of my friends didn't want to go somewhere or do something. I'm sure I was like, don't be lame, let's go. I'm sure I've done that. I'm sorry. Right. Narcissistic.
So wait, what happens to them? You're not validating their feelings? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah.
That what the offense, the crime
if
is?
If I say that I can't do something because of whatever reason, in my mind, in my heart, I don't want to do it. It doesn't feel right. You're like, fuck you. You'll be fine. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just be fair.
I think everybody's done it at some point. Like, if you went out with someone and you were going to drink and you thought you were both going to be drinking and then they don't, you're like, oh, lame. Come on. I feel like we've all done it. I'm not alone in this. All I know it.
Number three on the list of things that narcissists will tell you. Oh, you're making a big deal out of nothing. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a bad one.
Wow. Yeah.
That's terrible. If it's a big deal to you, that's kind of all that matters in this situation, right?
Exactly.
You have to take their feelings into consideration.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We are so self-focused. And finally, I'm sorry, but I have no obligation to respond to you. What is this from?
I like that one.
When I was dating, when I was dating a narcissist there were days that we go by without a response. We were supposedly in a committed relationship, yet when I brought it up, he would roll his eyes and tell me I couldn't expect him to respond every time I reached out to him. Yeah, no. I think if you're in a relationship with someone, you do owe it to them. So let's talk about narcissism.
Hello.
Yeah.
Go, Gandhi. Narcissism. Go.
I feel a lot better after hearing that list. I thought I was going to hit all of the categories, and I only hit one, so I'm happy about that. But is thinking the list had anything to do with me being narcissistic in itself? I think it might be.
Yes, it might.
Yeah.
Danielle, narcissistic people.
I don't think that list really describes narcissistic people. I don't know. I didn't think anything on the list was what I didn't think you were going to say what you said. Like, I thought it was going to be totally different things, to be honest.
I guess narcissists look at everything happening because of them, as they are the center of everything that's happening, right?
Yep. Right.
Yeah. Brody, what are you thinking? Brody, you got to turn your microphone on.
Brody's microphone is hello?
No. I don't. Afghanistan delay.
Oh, no.
Are you there? Brody.
Hello?
He may have to toggle.
Oh, no, the toggling.
Oh, God. I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong.
I mean, Garrett, you're with us, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're on the same line.
Right.
Both of you are on the same feed, so I don't get it.
Okay.
Well, I'll answer for Brody.
Okay, how about now? Brody, go ahead, Garrett.
No. I don't even know what Brody would say. He would say something, you know,
narcissistic.
He hears us. No. Yeah, narcissistic. And then I really could say anything about Brody right now. No. He can't say anything. Oh, here he comes.
I can hear you, though.
Oh, wait, hello,
Brody? You hear me now?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
There you are. Now, Brody, well, I don't know. It's working now.
Yeah, no, definition of narcissistic. Having an excessive or erotic interest in oneself and one's physical appearance. That's Nate.
Oh, okay. So I didn't even think about, you know, physical attributes. I was thinking about just, you know.
Totally.
Selfish things.
Well,
wow.
Okay. Yeah.
You got to defend yourself, Nate.
I mean, I do take pride in my appearance. I do turn myself on from time to time. If that's a narcissist, then call me a narcissist.
Guilty. You said you turn yourself on from time to time. Okay.
I don't know. What do you think, Froggy?
Confident.
I think us narcissistic people are great. I don't know why you guys hate us so bad. Why you want to put us down. I mean, I think we're great people. I don't know.
Best people in the world.
Exactly.
I mean... Aren't we all wired with a certain degree of narcissism?
I think everybody's got a little bit of narcissistic in them, no matter whether they want to admit it or not.
You have to have a little bit, right?
Well, and if you don't, then you consider you a bath mat or whatever, a wallflower.
Yeah. Why? Okay, you don't want to be a bath mat.
What, Froggy?
No, I agree with you 100%. No. Lisa's in here, and she just said, I don't have any narcissistic qualities. Bullshit.
That's what a narcissist would say. You tell her.
Right, see?
Oh, my gosh.
Scary, what are you thinking?
Well, I don't think I'm a narcissistic person. I just think I've been a victim of narcissism my whole life. I have to reevaluate all my friends, you know?
Oh, no.
I feel like there's been people along the way in my, you know, in all this time on Earth, and I'm like, wait a second, that person was just narcissistic because I've heard all these phrases being used against me before in some form or another at some time. Just saying.
All right. I don't know. Scary. I think out of all of us, you do seem to be the least narcissistic.
Yeah.
You and Danielle.
Danielle's not.
And Garrett. Oh,
thank you.
All the rest of us, we're just with a capital N.
With a capital N.
Who would you label the most narcissistic? You go first, Elvis. Go ahead. Give us that list.
No, me. I'll put myself out there. I'm the most narcissistic
guys,
person.
My neighbor's here. Hey, Tom.
Oh, hey.
He needs the hose.
We all need the hose.
He needs the hose.
All right, one second. Raise your hand.
You guys share hose? Wow. You guys are close.
We share a hose. I'm very close.
So, I don't know. I think sitting here playing the who's the most narcissistic person on the show game is probably a dangerous game. We shouldn't even go down that road. But, you know, it's good to explore, you know, how you respond to people. If someone says, hey, you know what, I don't feel like going because I have a headache. Oh, get over it.
Right.
Well, let them have a headache.
Yeah.
How much time left, Froggy? Because I want to start talking about the rules.
30 seconds.
Oh.
All right.
Shoot.
Well, tomorrow on the big show, make sure you listen in because Lisa and Froggy are about to take a road trip, and Lisa has come up with a list of rules for the road trip.
I'll be here they are right here. I have them on paper. I will be violating all 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of them before we even get out of the neighborhood.
You're so ridiculous.
All right.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.